Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
All right, another bonus podcast of Redskins Talk. We are here with Redskins DN Ricky Jean Francois. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Will you say it for me officially?
Ricky Jean Francois.
Okay, so when your mom calls you, does she say Ricky or Ricky Jean?
If I'm not in trouble, Ricky.
Okay.
If I'm in trouble, Ricky Barkley Jean. She's going to say the whole name, Ricky Barkley Jean Francois. She's going to say it clear as you can hear.
So you probably, I mean, you're an adult now. You probably don't hear the full name all that often.
Nah, I'm talking about here, like, in my interviews, or people really don't know my first name because people are fighting just to get my last name right. So sometimes I hear Jean, or I hear John. I heard somebody call me John Francisco.
I'm like, where San Francisco.
I think I was in the grocery store at Harry Teeter, and I'm just walking. I heard somebody say, John Francisco. I'm like, I kept walking. I'm like, he can't be talking to me because I don't know what the hell, whose name John Francisco. And he tapped me. I'm like, what are you talking about? You? My name is Jean Francois. You better, you got me just Ricky. Just keep it dead easy.
Not John Francisco.
Yes.
So like I said, I think it's cool to let fans learn a little bit more about Ricky. That's not, like, I'm not going to ask you about, you know, playing the A-gap against a specific type of run.
Yeah.
So what are some of your, like, favorite parts of playing in D.C.? Or being in D.C.?
The fans, the area, just the atmosphere. It's a beautiful place. It's different. Coming from Indy, I was more in the Midwest. You know, things a little bit quiet here, but things here just has almost like a different swag or just different persona about itself. Not nothing close to Miami, but something that a place that you can be, that you can raise your family, have a good time, go and visit different monuments, everything. It has everything here that you need, besides the state taxes, but they got everything else you need.
You think that, and you live in Virginia, right?
Yes.
Don't move to Maryland if you don't like the Virginia taxes. Maryland will get you.
Believe me, I'm staying right here in VA.
So one role it kind of seems like you have, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but you're kind of the, like, not the sheriff, but in the locker room, whenever there's like a little bit of a row going on, like all these guys are everybody's arguing about one thing or discussing one thing, you tend to get involved in a lot of the discussions. Is that right?
I don't try to involve myself with the discussion, just somehow I accidentally get into it. Depending on what you're talking about, majority of the time we usually get on, I ain't going to say small school guys because they can come from small school. As long as you're in the NFL, now that really doesn't count anymore. But, like, at one point I used to joke with a lot of the guys who went to small schools and they were talking about, like, being on television. Or I get in arguments. I get in arguments about everything.
just
to show people I'm well-rounded and I'm just not, all right, it's only sports. Nah, I can literally talk about anything to anybody.
So, all right, let's not sports. I've asked this before. So Friday night, you don't have a game that weekend, or Friday night in March, so it's the off season.
Okay.
What's happening at Ricky's place Friday night? You go out to dinner.
Going out to dinner, a date night with my wife, and I'm going to look for a cigar. I don't know what cigar shop yet down there, but I know a lot of them up here. Find either Ashton VSG or a 1929 Ashton Patron.
Wow.
Or either a God of Fire, one of those cigars, because I want to, you know.
So cigars are a passion.
Oh, I love cigars. I need to start getting into wine because Will Blackman started putting me in it. So that means I got to travel to Napa Valley and find some good wines that I love. And, like, I got to find something that match cigars. So when I take that trip with my wife, I'm just going to bring a gang of them and see what match with what.
You should talk to Chick Hernandez. He's a big cigar guy.
Oh, I know he is. I always seen him with cigars.
Well, he always chews on it, too, yeah.
He chews on
them? Well, like, I don't know the procedure with cigars, really. But he'll, like, he'll kind of, like, chew on it until it's time to go, and then he lights it up. Like, we'll be in the studio at work, and he'll have his cigar in his mouth for, like, 20 minutes, and then he'll go to his car and light it. So I don't know. I'm not enough of an aficionado. But, all right, what about food? What's your go-to steak of choice?
So any place I go to, you got to have a porterhouse. If you don't got a porterhouse, I would leave.
Really?
You got to have a porterhouse, and you got to know how to. When I say medium well, I want it medium well, not. I still need to see the pink in it. I still got to see the pink. Some people think medium well is like no pink. No, I need to see slight pink with juices, with shrimp on top of it. Got to be cooked on top of it. With lobster tail, and I got to have an order Oyster Rockefeller.
That's a serious meal. So you're a seafood dude, too.
I'm getting into it now because a lot of people say I wasn't in that area. And plus, it's crazy. From somebody being from Miami, you're not a seafood person.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to... That's kind of crazy. But I just have to dib and dab and get into it. Like, I got Jenkins. Now, Jenkins was telling me, you need to just try every food. Is that what the worst can happen? Your stomach gonna get uproar? He said, besides that, he eats everything. So when I'm out with him, I try to eat everything he tried to. But calamari, I know I see everyone eats it on our team. But like the day somebody told me, I'm talking, I was tearing it up. One day somebody told me what it was, I just lost it.
Even though you liked it?
I loved it. I was like, well, this tastes good. It's great. What is this? Somebody said, calamari. Okay, I know what that is. Squid. Never ate it another day in my life.
Why, though, if you liked it?
Nobody shouldn't have told me it.
Yeah.
I wish nobody would have told me it was squid. I'd have kept eating it from after that day.
that's funny, man. So what about binge watching? That's how everybody watches TV now. Any shows you crank through?
First 48.
What's the first 48?
Huh?
I don't even know what that is.
First 48 is like different...
Oh, the cops, first 48 hours? Okay.
First 48 hours, Forensic Files. What is Money Greed?
American Greed?
American Greed.
I've seen that one. That's all the hustlers that kind of get taken down.
And a must is Shark Tank.
I like Shark Tank.
Must has got to be Shark Tank.
Who's your favorite of the Shark Tank people?
Mr. Perfect?
Mr. Wonderful? The Mr. Ball
Wonderful,
dude?
Yeah. I like him, and I like... Dallas Mavericks owner.
Yeah, Cuban.
Mark Cuban. I like those two. Because it's like people come in there with, they're just like just high and good. And they got the energy. And it's just somehow you just see Mark's face just turn sideways. And he's going to rip you part by part like a business person would do.
Right. For me, it's like if, you know how sometimes if it's a real good idea, like two or three of them will bid on your idea.
Yeah.
Like, if I was ever there and Cuban was in on my idea, I would go with Cuban no matter what kind of the stakes
but
were.
But you can't just go with any one of them because each one of them master in something.
Right, that's
each
true.
Each person masters something. I think with Mark, he's more towards the technology. Don't get me wrong, he'll get other things here and there, but technology is his thing. And I forgot one of the ladies' names. She's the younger one. It was a younger lady on there. She masters everything at QVC. Anything that touches the TV, anything that goes inside, not Bed Bath Beyond, but...
Oh, Home Shopping Network.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So she gets on that, and she owns that. So each person has...
That's true. It's and the dude that did something. FUBU, like if you're trying to go clothing line,
yeah,
that makes
he'll
sense.
Be the person.
Yeah, that's a good point. You still got people down in Florida, I'm guessing. You nervous about this hurricane, man?
I'm not nervous.
You've probably been through a ton of them, right?
I'm used to it. The kids in Miami happy because they're not in school. The only thing that won't be happy is when you don't have lights. That's the only thing that gets to you. But if you can't prepare, you got to have your barbecue grill. You got to have some lighter fluids, some matches, because that's the only way you're going to cook if you don't have a gas stove.
Right.
You don't got a gas stove, you better have a barbecue grill outside.
Because it could be a few days.
It's going to be a few days. I remember with Andrew, it was like a good 2 weeks before we got light. And everywhere down the block is like the whole area just smelled like barbecue.
I bet. So I've asked, I don't know if I've asked this before, Ballers, do you watch it?
I watch it here and there. I watch it here and
is
there.
Is it fair to Miami or no?
It is. It shows Miami. It's just the only thing I don't like about it is and it's just my personal opinion, if you want to tell how the NFL really is, you might as well just put a camera inside us, put a camera inside of NFL building and just walk around and actually trying to make it ballers a show, or either making it, what was the other one? It was another show.
Playmakers.
Not Playmakers. That was another one.
Yeah.
There's
another football show?
Derwin Davis?
I know there was the Friday Night Lights, but that's not what you're talking about.
No. It was another show. I don't know if it was another football show, but it portrayed football the wrong way. But ballers portrayed Miami the perfect way. But my thing is,
Miami seems wild.
Yes. But if everybody trying to, everybody trying to tiptoe on that line to tell everything that goes on in the building, if you want to just tell, just put a camera on one of us, just walk in the building, just make it a reality show.
All right, so reality show. So do you watch Hard Knocks then?
I don't like Hard Knocks, no.
Well, you just said make it a reality show. Isn't that a reality show?
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, all right. So that's how you do it, but you don't necessarily want it to happen.
No, I never want it to happen. Because it's when you come in this building, it's supposed to be like a sanctuary. Everything that goes on outside that little guard gate doesn't matter to us until we get outside. In here, everything that happens in here should stay in this building.
I think that's fair. Especially, I have a weird time being in the locker room with you guys. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like, I should be able to come in there 15, 20 minutes. If there's somebody I want to talk to that person, get an interview, and then kind of bounce. But I find it interesting that the media has allotted so much time in the locker room. Do you find that? I know sometimes it bugs players that we're just kind of standing around, you know?
It doesn't bother me, because I know once I'm finished my career, I know I'm going to end up being in the area of, reporting.
Do you want to do media stuff?
I want to, but I just want to do it from the outlook in my eyes.
Right.
If I'm on ESPN, at least let them make it a show of, if I'm talking my sport, let's do it through my eyes. And I understand y'all got media guys that stand around. You got to wait for certain guys. Some people may be being outside doing extra work. Maybe in the weight room, maybe looking at film before it's time to. Right. And I know it's hard for you guys. You guys have a job to get that story. Now, the only thing that knocks me is the people that are trying to get the story and twist the damn story.
Yeah.
But that's a part of media. You're going to have your good side and your bad side. You just can't come at every media person like, well, he's bad. It's going to always be one person out of the group that messes everything up for all of you guys.
Well, and what makes it tough, too, is honestly, I think it's like Twitter and social media in that.
Oh.
Let's say I have a conversation with a player that, we talk for 20 minutes and I write a story on that, and it's nuanced. There's lots of layers to it, right?
Yeah.
But the headline could be player X rips coach Y. And that's all people just run with.
They're going to run with the title. They're not going to run with.
They're not even going to open the link.
Like, that's the funny thing. They just want to see a title. But that's all it's about these days on social media. When you see things, social media to me is good. And that is, it has its time of breaking people down. Social media just should be, to the point to me, I use it as just news.
Right.
Because for some apparent reason, it comes on the damn Twitter screen faster than I see it on television.
It's the best news source when something's breaking. I mean, think about when Obama got bin Laden, that news broke on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Before the
press conferences or anything. I mean, that's the crazy power of it.
Yeah.
I know you've got to run, so I'm going to ask you one last question. Or this is actually more of me whining, so I'll apologize in advance. When you did the Hawaiian Ice in Richmond for all the kids, which was a very cool move, I tweeted about it, and I thought I had a pretty dope hashtag. And I tweeted it at you, and you didn't even notice. I said, Rick loved the kids. It's another Miami guy. It's a play on Trick loves the kids.
The reason I probably didn't say it, because it was just so many people. Once you put the story up, so many people start retweeting it or commenting and saying stuff.
Right.
So it'd be hard when people, he don't tweet back. It's kind of hard to look at one thing, and then you just see a bunch of notifications just start popping up and pushing everything down. So I try my best to scroll all the way down. And then just work my way back all the way up.
That's fair. But just in the future, if you want to use Rick Love the Kids, it's cool with me.
I got you. Hey, as long as I got that permission first.
All right. I appreciate it very much, Ricky. Thank you.
You got it, boss.
All right.